I wake up in the morning, and like many of you, I want to hear this. Mostly sunny skies, zero chance of rain all week. But if you're in Iceland, this is the forecast. A very strong indication of magma movement east of Bárðarbunga caldera. Yep, that is English, and it means the Bárðarbunga volcano could be about to blow, and stay away from the eastern side of it if you know what's good for you. Omar Valdemarsson is a reporter for Bloomberg News in Reykjavik. So the last volcano you guys had was a nightmare, not just for travelers, but for anyone who had to pronounce Eyjafjallajökull. I'm good, already blew it. This one is Bárðarbunga. Did I get that correct?
You got that correct. I think you need to work on your Eyjafjallajökull pronunciation.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. So what is the latest with the Bárðarbunga volcano? We've been hearing news of a growing number of small earthquakes today, and they're growing in magnitude.
Not growing in magnitude, but they're growing in numbers, and they seem to be moving further east.
And are earthquakes, these small earthquakes, a good indication of volcano activity?
At least they are a precursor of possible volcanic activity, according to the specialist I've spoken to today.
So just how serious is the threat then? Because reports kind of suggest it could be really huge, but we also know that these kind of rumblings are fairly ordinary in Iceland.
Well, if the volcano does erupt, then we obviously don't know whether or not it will erupt. How explosive it will be depends entirely on where exactly the magma reaches the surface. If it reaches the surface underneath the ice cap, it will result in a phreatomagmatic eruption, which the water that's contributed by the melting ice will make it a more explosive eruption. But if it happens further north and passes the edges of the ice cap, the eruption will be less explosive.
Yeah, what kind of magnetic eruption did you call that?
Phreatomagmatic.
Phreatomagmatic, so as in magma. Now, I think what you're talking about, this has to do with the fact that this volcano, Bárðarbunga, is Iceland's largest one. It's also under a glacier, which happens to be Europe's largest glacier. So is that that kind of double dynamic you're talking about?
Yeah, there's a lot of glacier to be melted there. And if the glacier is melted, that could result in a big ash plume. And that's the thing that most people are concerned about.
So we're talking possibly Europe's biggest glacier melting. Does that have any concern for sea level rise?
No, it would never be the whole glacier. It would only be a tiny fraction of the glacier. So it wouldn't have any impact on sea levels, I would think. But according to a scientist I've spoken to today, the ash plume of eruptions from this volcano can reach as much as 10 kilometers into the air.
Wow.
Which is about the height that airliners are traveling in.
Right, so that last volcano that blew a couple of years ago, both sides of the Atlantic, travelers were worried about the disruptions in their air travel, and that's what some of the warnings are about right now. But you've got over 300,000 people living on the island of Iceland. How do they feel? Are they worried?
There's no inhabited areas just around it, and the only risk that's posed to the general public is that they might be threatened by flash floods, but according to the scientists that are monitoring the situation, they are likely to get as much as 12 hours notice before any floods near populated areas. The only way that this could actually affect Icelanders directly is that, we could be landlocked for a few days when it comes to air traffic. And the other scenario is that more tourists will flock here.
Yeah, you see kind of volcano tourism on the rise?
Tourism has been growing in Iceland exponentially since the Eyjafjallajökull eruption. So I definitely do think that this helps get Iceland on the map.
Omar Valdemarsson of Bloomberg News in Reykjavik, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.